Today, I want to talk to you about four little but very powerful words. These four words are, Thy will be done. These four words, Thy will be done, are prominent in the Lord's Prayer. Now, remember when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane? He also prayed to the Father, Thy will be done. And let's keep something in mind. When Jesus entered the Garden of Gethsemane, he was very distressed. You see, Jesus knew what awaited him, his impending arrest, his beating, the times he would be tortured, the mockery of a trial, and the eventual crucifixion. The Gospels use the following terms to describe Jesus' state of mind when he entered the garden. Words like in anguish, prayed earnestly, deeply distressed, troubled, overwhelmed, sorrowful, sorrow to the point of death. In the Gospel of Luke, it says that Jesus was so upset, so distraught that, quote, his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Jesus was so distressed, he was sweating profusely. Keep this in mind also. The time of the year this took place was Passover, in early spring, cool nights. Friends, Jesus was not sweaty because he was hot. Brethren, can we relate to Jesus here? Have any of us ever been beaten down by the events of life? Have any of you ever been in such an unbearable situation that you literally sweated because of the weight of the stress you were going through? Have any of us ever been utterly frustrated about things in life? Now, I do not believe that Jesus was frustrated by his mission. You see, Jesus could have walked away from the pain and the death. But because of his love for us, for humanity, he chose not to walk away. However, Jesus needed to talk to his Father for reassurance and strength. Brethren, Jesus walked into the garden that night in a very distressed state, but he came out of the garden stronger and more resolved. Why? Why the change? Because he talked to God. He went into the garden in agony. He came out with the victory won and peace in his soul because he had talked with God. And during his prayer, during his talk with God the Father, Jesus used the powerful and submissive words, Not my will, but your will be done. Brethren, there is certainly a lesson here for us to incorporate, to integrate into our own prayer lives. Amen.